Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, welcome everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into a story called Daisy Duties.
Yeah, it seems simple on the surface, but we're hoping to unpack some ideas about, you know, individual roles, teamwork.
And how we sometimes find really unexpected ways to chip in.
Exactly. So the setting is this place, Petal Patch Meadow. Super sunny, very picturesque.
Right, and you've got these flowers, they all have jobs. Tulips greet the bees.
Sunflowers track the sun. Roses tell stories. It really sets up this idea of an organized community.
But then there's Daisy. She's the youngest flower there.
And her interests are, let's say, slightly different. Napping.
Yes.
Snacking. Definitely.
Sunbathing. Top priority. She really thinks she's just too small to have any actual responsibilities.
And isn't that relatable sometimes? Feeling like, oh, what I do won't really matter much, underestimating our own impact.
Yeah, that initial reluctance. So the Flower Council gives her jobs, right? Pollen fluffing, bee guiding.
Standard meadow task, you'd think, but Daisy, yeah. She comes up with these creative ways to avoid them.
Like hiding behind a mushroom, or pretending she's a dandelion.
Or even faking being a statue. It's pretty funny, actually.
She even tries claiming sore petals.
All while Miss Marigold is gently trying to tell her, hey, contributing helps you grow. It's important.
But, well, ignoring task doesn't usually end well. Chaos starts brewing.
It does. The bees get confused because no one's guiding them properly.
And the pollen gets all clumpy, which is probably not good for pollination.
Not ideal. And then there's this worm mistaking lavender for a napkin. Sort of a comical low point for the meadow.
That's when Miss Marigold steps in again, saying, every flower needs to help.
Yeah, a call to action. And this is where Daisy kind of shifts.
She does.
Yeah.
But not by suddenly becoming this super serious worker flower.
No. She finds her own way. She fluffs the pollen, but uses a tickle stick.
Which sounds way more fun, frankly. And guiding the bees.
With silly dance moves. Totally unconventional, but apparently effective.
And she even makes a little sign for the worm situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not a napkin.
Ha! Problem solving, Daisy style. It's about using her unique personality, not changing it completely.
Exactly. It makes you think maybe the right way isn't always the only way to get things done.
Absolutely. And the result, the meadow bounces back, the bees are happy, pollen's perfect.
Even the sunflowers, who seem quite serious, notice her good work.
And Daisy realizes something important. She can be herself, adorable and all that, and be helpful.
It challenges that idea that you have to fit a certain mold to be valuable, you know?
Definitely. So if we pull back from Petal Patch.
Yeah, what's the bigger takeaway here?
Well, I think it's pretty clear everyone, even someone who seems small or maybe less inclined initially,
has a really valuable role to play in any group or community.
And taking on responsibility, even stuff that doesn't seem glamorous, benefits the whole team.
Plus, Daisy shows us it doesn't have to be a drag. Responsibility can actually be enjoyable.
And sometimes those playful, maybe slightly weird approaches, they work surprisingly well. Like the silly dance moves for bee navigation. Who knew?
Right. Which kind of leads to a final thought for you, our listeners.
Think about the lazy daisies you might know. Maybe in your work, your family, maybe even parts of yourself sometimes.
What unique strengths might they have that are maybe overlooked? Strengths we don't immediately see as productive.
And what might their version of silly dance moves be? What kind of unconventional approaches could actually solve some tricky problems you're seeing around you?
Something to chew on. Every contribution matters, even the unexpected ones.